Hello, hello! Welcome back to the Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus and I'm so glad you could join me here today. Hey there! Good to be back with a regular episode. I've been recovering from a bad throat for the last couple of weeks. So that's why the last two episodes were meditation episodes. Those were pre-recorded and I posted them onto the podcast so that you have something. There's a continuity, but I couldn't talk like this and record. I'm so glad I'm able to do that now. Today's episode is a super short one. It's a mini lesson on why you need to define who your ideal customer is or your ideal audience is, your customer, client, audience, whatever. Here's something that I started saying when I began running my vegan business about 10 years ago. I want to turn the whole world vegan with my product, which was food. So obviously, I want everyone possible, every kind of person possible to try it. Now, whether you're a vegan or not, if you're an entrepreneur or, a content creator, this might sound very familiar to you, right? As conscious entrepreneurs, it's natural for us to want to reach out to everyone. But the reality is that we simply cannot serve and satisfy everyone. The sooner we realize this, the better. Even if you're already in a niche, you need to niche down even more. I know that sounds scary, but that's the way it is. See, when you niche down, fine-tune, your target audience, you get to manifest the right kind of clientele into your world. Trust me, your impact will be so much stronger because of it, and your business life will be a lot more joyful and fulfilling. So, do you know who your ideal customer is? Figuring that out is one of the most important steps in growing your business with peace of mind and fulfillment. When you're very, very clear on the kind of person you would best serve. One, you'll know exactly who to market to and be able to do it in a way that resonates with them. Two, when you need to make important business decisions, like say introducing a new product or some kind of a service, have an event, whatever, right? Important business decisions, you'll have a direction to work towards. Three, you're able to attract the kind of customers who are a joy to work with because they are the right fit for you. Now, you might be thinking, hey, but I sell to everyone. Why should I limit my outreach to a specific kind of client? It's a fair question. And the answer is, as Marie Folio says, when you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one. Just remember this. Just because you focus on an ideal set of customers doesn't mean you lose the others. This is where people make a mistake. They think they focus on only one set of people, then they lose all the others. That's not what's going to happen. What you are doing is aligning your decisions and messaging to the specific kind of people who you can most effectively serve with your unique offerings. The others will get served anyway. When someone is truly your ideal customer, not only are they ideal for you, you're ideal for them too. So they'll just keep coming back to you. Now, in today's episode, I told you about why one should have an ideal customer. But if you want to learn how to create an ideal customer avatar, a persona for them, you know, for your client, for your ideal client, then I have a lesson in my podcast, Vegan Business and Marketing Tips. The podcast is a 21-episode limited series podcast. It's like a mini course. Each episode is like one chapter, one lesson. And then you do all those lessons. There's a workbook to download. You can download it and do all the lessons. And it helps you with your business. It's available on all podcast players. So wherever you're listening to this, you just search for Vegan Business and Marketing Tips. It's an orange colored artwork. Just find it and start doing it. Now, the third episode is about ideal customer creation, but don't jump to the third episode. Start right at episode one and then, you know, just go from there, because episode one explains exactly how you can take advantage of that mini course. It's a free course available for you. Take full advantage of it. Now, though it's called Vegan Business and Marketing Tips, and it's designed specifically with vegan food entrepreneurs in mind, like, you know, owners of cafes, restaurants, or chefs who are teachers, you know, anyone in the field of vegan food, though it was created very specifically with them in mind, there's a lot of stuff in those lessons that can help any kind of an artist, a creator, teacher, entrepreneur, chef. It can help anybody. So go check it out, Vegan Business and Marketing Tips, and do all those lessons. Yeah, that's about it. So that ends our episode for today. As I said, super short episode. All right, talk to you again next week. Take care. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Feel Good Factor. I'm Susmita Veganosaurus, and I'm looking forward to talking to you again very soon. Bye.